I think that maybe it is time, and I've gone back and forth on this, but I think now it's time that the shift has got to go. In other words, only two infielders on one side, two on the other side. Now, it doesn't mean you can't take your shortstop and put him behind second, but you can't cross the mythical line. Because the game is dominated too often by walks, strikeouts, and home runs. Part of the deal with the home runs is trying to get lift on the ball to lift the ball over the shift. That's why I think maybe it's time for the shift to go. It's not as if other sports don't have positioning rules. A goalie cannot run down, cannot skate down and join the play. In the NFL, five guys in the offensive line can't go out for a pass. Sports have positioning rules. Now, Major League Baseball has a positioning rule, too. You probably a couple of positioning rules you didn't know. For example, the right fielder cannot line up in foul territory. You know, or left fielder, doesn't matter. No position player outside of the catcher can line up in foul territory outside of the catcher. If you do, it's a balk. So if you already have in play positional rules, you can then expand the positional rules and maybe get the lift out of there and get some base hits and get the ball in play and get rid of the ridiculous notion that those in sabermetrics always talk about these days, where a strikeout is like any other out. No, it is not. Only a complete novice and fool thinks that. And I deliberately put the second word in because I believe that. When you put the ball in play, you put the defense in peril. When you don't put the ball in play, the defense is not in peril. Runner on second, I strike out, two outs. Runner on second, I ground out to second base, he moves to third. Guess what? Wild pitch, pass ball, he scores. I thought you just told me strikeout's like any other out. Really? Well, he just made an out and we got a run out of it. It can't be. The analytics guy said, yes, exactly. I think it's something that needs to be considered.
I would be okay with no more shift. I just think it's kind of takes the air out of the balloon of an at-bat. Because you think someone's got a blue base hit or anything like that. And
I agree.
I haven't been the biggest fan of that. But I get why managers like to use it. Because you have to make sure that the hitter can... Yeah, well, that, and also, too, you know, guys don't know how to hit opposite. Some guys just don't know how to do that. They just want to pull the ball, and then you try and get it out that way. I get that strategy part of it, but I think that's minuscule compared to other things you need to do to win a game.
I think that what has happened is, first of all, managers are using it because they're allowed to, so they're smart. And they have all sorts of charts as to where you hit the ball. They have that. That's part of the game. That's part of the information that's needed to make good decisions. But I think there's certain, for example, in sports, the rules are tailored toward offensive play. Even though five guys on the offensive line cannot go out for a pass in a normal formation, obviously. You have to report eligible, which is a possibility. But normally, five guys can't go out that are playing on the offensive line. All right, well, that's a positional rule. Where you line up, you can't cover up a guy on the outside. That's a positional rule. In basketball, you throw the ball into the backcourt, guess what? It's a turnover. Technically, that's a positional rule. Just like there used to be no shot clock in college basketball, that went to 45, that went to 35, now 30. and a change in the shot clock to 20 on an offensive rebound. Just trying to keep the game moving. Well, guess what? I think baseball needs to do that. One of the better things that ever happened in the NHL and hockey is they took out the penalty for a two-line pass. That stretch pass is a fun thing. It's a marvelous thing in hockey. Yeah, you're not getting 8-7 games, but it sure does seem like the game is moving even when it's a 3-2, 4-3 game. Baseball needs to get moving, not at breakneck speed. 1 foot in the box when you look down to third. Get back in the box and hit. Pitcher, get the ball, get a sign. If you want to shake it off, great, fine. Okay, then pitch. And positionally, when it comes to what you're doing out there, no shifting. No three infielders on one side of the bag. I think you have to do things like that to get the game in gear, because the game needs more action. It's not going to be sustained action, but you have to transition the game away from either a walk, a strikeout, or a home run. Because there are too many dead periods in the game. You go... Today, time in today's game was 3 hours and 10 minutes. Do you know how often the ball was in play? 8 minutes on the average. 8 minutes, maybe creeping toward nine. Now, you're not going to get the ball in play for a half an hour. That's not going to happen. But you have to have the perception that it's happening out there. That there's some movement out there. Games used to be one of the items that really hurt baseball, I thought, was that during the pandemic when they weren't playing, MLB Network showed some of the great games of the past, and they'd show the entire game, and the entire game was 2 hours and 20 minutes. You look at the pitcher, Sandy Koufax, get the ball, pitch. Jim Cott, get the ball back, pitch. Dean Chance, got the ball back, pitched. Don Drysdale, got the ball back, pitched. Guy swung, put the ball in play. Didn't mean guys didn't strike out. Koufax 1 year struck out 382 batters one season. Didn't mean guys didn't walk. Koufax walked a fair amount early in his career. But you felt like the game was moving and had some variety to it. Right now, it's all launch angle and things like that. And believe me, analytics and sabermetrics, with all due respect to people who are working, who, by the way, have engaged some people in it, which is great, and information's invaluable. I'm all for more information, always all for more information. But they're also but by dictating the entire game around it, there are various ways to win. Sabermetrics analytics tell you there's one game to win, one way to win. And you know what analytics and sabermetrics happen to be? Past information that you're trying to apply to today. There are various ways to win in every sport. The problem with people who are really buried to analytics and sabermetrics is they get mad when you don't use their method because they feel it's the only method. And that's turning some people off to the game.